This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
So will bonds actually protect you if the stock market gets creamed like it's done the last two dozen times? Maybe not. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show. That is on the docket for today. Also, do you have kids that have moved back home with you? Can you deduct them before you kick them out? We might get a chance to talk about that coming up here on the Ray program. But first, we say hi to Bobby Wu. Hello, Bob.
So I can move back, save some money, and be doing them a favor?
You know what? If you move in with me, I'll be more than happy to take you as a tax write-off.
There you go.
Because I would then be paying you less than $4,000 a year and more than 50% of your support, which I'm doing right now anyway. So I could take you as a write-off.
I like it.
There you go. But we start today with baby boomers. We have no clue about retirement. Sit back, relax. The Ray Revolution starts right now. So Roland McMillan wrote not too long ago all about this, and I want to talk about it because there's a disconnect. There's a huge disconnect in what we as baby boomers think about retirement and believe about retirement and what reality is. And he gets a lot of information from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. They surveyed more than 4,000 workers age 50 plus and over 2,000 recent retirees and compared results. And I thought I'd go through some of the key findings because it is interesting. And then I just might pontificate on these findings. First off, two-thirds, 67% of these working boomers plan to keep working past age 65 or don't plan to retire at all. Okay, that's me. That's me. I agree with that. I want to keep working. I'm never going to retire because I love doing what I do. Now, semi-retire, I'm already doing that. That's kind of fun, too. Because you know what I'll do today after the show?
What's that?
I bolt out of here, grab the Jeanster, we go get some sushi.
Ooh.
She gets her hair cut, and then I go back home and do some work.
You're going to cut her hair?
No, I'm not going to cut her hair.
Oh, okay.
She has a standing hair appointment.
I thought that was your next side profession.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good idea. She'd come out looking like Alfalfa. But that's kind of what I do. I do
that's
this
cool.
show. That's all I do now. I do some writing, and I do a lot of research, and I still do a tiny bit of consulting. And I'm bored to tears, if you want to know the truth.
But then you get to go to the grandkids' games and dance recitals.
Yeah, but I always did that.
Mm.
I would never miss, if I could help it, a game or a dance recital, because those are my grandkids. They take priority over everybody and everything. You'll understand that one. My kids, they're not so bad. They're all right. The grandkids, ooh, spoiled rotten. Mm-hmm. I'm working on that, Curtis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote the happy song mm-hmm. when I was 19. So I figure by the time I'm 69, I will have had a second hit. Not that that was a hit.
It was a bunt. Yeah.
I still sound like I took helium before I sang the song. It is, isn't it?
It sounds great.
Yeah, oh well. Anyway, more than one-third, 39%, expected to earn income by working during retirement. The estimated median of reported total household retirement savings is $135,000, although a wide disparity was found between married folk like me and soon to be you, mm-hmm. $177,000, and unmarrieds, $48,000. So moral of that story is you'll be a lot richer if you get married, and how about this one? Stay married, Bobby. I still have to have my counseling session with mm-hmm. you and Christina.
Yep.
Jeannie and I are going to take you guys to dinner, and we're going to give you the secret to our now almost 43 years of marriage success. Right?
We'll let her do most of the talking.
No, I'll do most of the talking because I do most of the talking around you, mm-hmm. and I do none of the talking around her. That's secret number one. I'll tell you more about that. Just 15% strongly agree that they've saved a large enough nest egg, and 33% somewhat agree that they've saved enough. So if you add those two together, 52% are basically screwed. They don't have enough, they don't believe they've saved enough, and they're probably going to have to live off of the welfare state at some point if they're not living off of it today. This is serious, serious stuff. And don't think just because you're a baby boomer that it's too late for you to, you know, make some modifications. Yeah, you might have to work a little bit longer. Yeah, you might have to live on a budget. Yeah, you might have to do a reverse mortgage, as we've talked in hours past. You might have to modify your plans a tiny bit. But you know what? Those modifications can go a very, very long way. And we'll be discussing those throughout the course of this hour. And then finally, more than one-third, 35%, haven't made a retirement plan, and only 14% have a written plan. Okay, that's working baby boomers. 35% haven't made a retirement. I'm going to dispute that number because of my anecdotal experience. I think the number is way higher than that. I think that people's definition, I don't think they're lying. I just think they define having a retirement plan different than having an actual retirement plan. They may have gone online, maybe they did some hypothetical calculations on their own, but neglected to calculate what the real expenses are in retirement. I don't think that most baby boomers have actually considered the costs of post-retirement health care, which we have learned from Fidelity could be between $150,000 and $250,000. That's before you pay for long-term. That's what your plan needs to do. It needs to map all of this stuff out, and then you need to look at it and go, holy guacamole, I don't think I'm going to be eating guacamole when I'm retired. So then for comparison, they took a snapshot of recent retirees, and if you're a retiree, let's see how you compare in your own personal life to these stats. Almost two-thirds, 61%. Retired before the age of 65, and their median age of retirement was 62. Well, wait a minute. Two-thirds of working boomers plan to keep on working past age 65 or don't plan on retiring. Disconnect. Two-thirds plan on working past age 65, yet two-thirds of retirees retired with a median age of 62. Why? Because they could? Maybe. Because they had to? Probably. Because they got downsized out of their job, couldn't find work? at the right wage or the right kind of job? I was thinking about that the other day. What if I actually wanted to change careers? Now, I've got great experience in financial services, CEO, money manager. I've done just about every job you can do in financial services. But what if I'm sick and tired of that industry? And I can tell you, the way it's going right now, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of it. If I wanted to change industries and I you know, put my resume out, I want to be a CEO. Who in the heck's going to hire me as some technology company? I mean, I don't even do Facebook or Twitter. I got to have Bobby do that stuff or Roy Robertson because I have no interest in technology. Okay, maybe a tiny bit, but I have no interest at my age. I mean, my grandkids are better at it than me, and I'm not proud of that. It's just not me. I'm a right brain kind of guy. I don't have the left brain that my son Dominic has. I mean, he's a nerd on wheels. If I were a carpenter. So get out of here with all these stupid songs. I'm a musician. I'm an entertainer. I'm a talk show host. I love that side of the business. But I couldn't make it on The Voice, that's for sure. Can't sing one-tenth as well as some of those kids. And they are kids, a lot of them. They're like 16, 17, 18, 25. So who's going to hire me if I get disabled or sick or get laid off from my radio talk show job? I'm not going to go out and make a decent living at my age today. Maybe I would. But I certainly wouldn't have fun doing it. Come back with more of this right after the break. Stick around.
Join us or die.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail, you know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, I ought to do some Doors songs, don't you think, Curtis? Yeah, we should play some more Doors. Break on through to the other side. That's what I'm talking about doing. The discussion is centered around baby boomers and retirees and the fact that there's a huge disconnect from one to the other. We learned last segment that two-thirds of baby boomers plan on working past age 65, but in reality, two-thirds don't. They retire early at a median age of 62, but it gets worse. Boomers, more than one-third, 39%, expect to earn income by working during retirement. That sounds logical, but how many actually do? When actual retirees were surveyed, only 6% of recent retirees actually were earning income from working. There's a whole lot of reasons why. Number one, many of them can't get employed. A lot of them don't want to work. Some of them have been downsized out of their jobs and are not qualified to find a new job. Many of them lose their health. A lot of them lose their health, get disabled, or have a heart attack or cancer or diabetes or whatever. And it prevents them from earning an income. Why am I telling you all this? Because you still have time if you're a boomer, most boomers anyway, to do something about this. And if you're a Gen Xer, come on, there's no excuse. And if you're a millennial, Bobby, you should be wealthy at retirement. By the time you're retired, you should have $3 million stashed away.
Ooh.
Yeah, because instead of, you know, saving 10, 15%, you guys are getting married. You're going to have, you're each going to go from one income to two incomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one rent payment instead of two, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be taking her out to dinner and romancing her all the time and spending big bucks on her, right?
So we'll save something for the speech at the wedding, Ray. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want me to speak at your wedding?
Yeah, yeah, and say No more romance.
No. You can have romance. It's just like you're taking her out to dinner like every night.
Oh, okay.
And you're whining and dining her because she still is in that opportunistic time where she could say, I've rethought this.
We got her on the hook.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What if she meets some stud muffin with a huge wallet?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting, though. The estimated median of reported total household retirement savings, $135,000, and for retirees, $131,000. So they got that number almost spot on. I've got to ask the question, though, that baby boomers, most of whom, as compared to their retiree counterparts, will not have defined benefit pension plans that give them a guaranteed income, maybe plus a cost of living adjustment, maybe not. But many baby boomers have been basically removed from the defined benefit plan. It's gone to a cash balance, or it's gone to a 401k, and they're more responsible for their own retirement. So $131,000, if you talk about, even if it's $231,000 by the time they retire, 4% of that, not enough money to live on. So this becomes critical. Let's move on. More than one third haven't made a retirement plan, and only 14% have a written plan. That's baby boomers. Almost half of retirees, 46%, haven't made a retirement plan, and just 10% have a written plan. Now, that tells me a couple of things. It tells me that one or the other group is either lying, or when you get retired, you don't even have a plan anymore, that a lot of you don't plan for retirement. I think it may be a combination of the two. I think the boomers, as I said before, do not currently have much of a retirement plan. They may think they do, but they don't really have a comprehensive retirement plan that covers not only their income or surviving spouse's income in the event that one prematurely deceases the other, but healthcare requirements and inflation components and all of that stuff going into a comprehensive plan. These are the things that baby boomers need to do and need to understand. I'll finish this part of the discussion with this. And this was written by Steve Vernon, who's an actuary, and Roland McMillan. Age 50 plus workers can learn much from the regrets of current retirees who report that they, number one, wish they had saved more. That's right. Three quarters of them wish they had saved more. My suspicion is 95% actually are in that camp. How would you not wish that you'd saved more? Second, wish they had learned more about retirement saving and investing while they were still working. And that's like 70% of them. This is so true, because when we're working, the last thing in our mind is saving and investing and all of that. And here's the other thing that I think is kind of important. Many of the people that obsess about the saving and retirement and study it and all that think they can do it themselves so well, they only shoot themselves in the foot. And yes, I am saying that from anecdotal experience, but I'm also saying that as a fact, because we have learned that individuals that work with an advisor do better than those that handle their money themselves, even though in theory they save in fees. You see, this is where a lot of even the regulators get it wrong. They think that it's all about saving costs, and it's not about saving costs. Because I could save a lot of money if I could learn to replace the toilet when it leaks. But the end cost for me is going to be significantly worse, because that's going to end up being a gusher. And the last thing I want is backwash from my toilet, for crying out loud. No, you hire a freaking plumber. That's what they get paid to do, because they're professionals at it. And even if I could do it, it would take me 10 hours compared to they get it knocked out in 45 minutes. I wouldn't know which toilet to buy. I'd have to go online and do research. I wouldn't know whether there's a washer or a dryer that goes underneath the toilet, the ring. I mean, I've looked at these things before. I can't even fix the little, you know, toilet seat, for crying out loud. And because to me, that's like rocket science. Yeah, I know, you're all laughing at me, but I can tell you that even the simplest thing that you think is simple anyway with respect to your personal financial and retirement planning, you call me and I will give you 10 reasons why a good financial advisor can help save you time, save you money, and improve your rate of return. Here's the next one. Should have relied more on outside experts to manage their retirement savings. Half of these people about. said, yep, I shouldn't have done it myself. That's exactly my point. Anyway, we'll move on. Got adult kids at home? Kick them out. Or at least get a tax write-off. Stick around. It's Radio Cheese.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
All right. All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summertime is right around the corner, and maybe some of us baby boomers have kids that are graduating from college and moving back home. You may not like that very much, you empty nesters out there. Kids come back to roost. Maybe they don't have a gig, a job, and you want to know if you can take them as a tax write-off. Let's talk about that for just a minute. First off, according to Tim Oram at NerdWallet, about 43% of men and 36% of women ages 18 to 34 still live with ma and pa. Can you imagine that, Bobby? You'd be moving back in with your mother and father. What are you, 30 now or 31?
30.
You're getting old. Do you shave yet?
No, I'm Asian. We don't really grow facial hair.
Yeah, that reminds me of somebody that said, I'm Italian, I don't get pimples because they slide right off. I told that to my dad once and he slapped me. That was a long time ago. Anyway, 18 to 34 still live with parents, according to Pew Research Center. So the question is, if you have kids that are moving back with you, and I get this question all the time, can I take my kids or my parent as an income tax deduction? I believe I had an email on this a month or so ago. So let's review what you got to do in order to take your kid as a deduction. Or it could be a parent or a qualifying relative. You can look that up. So, but a kid would certainly qualify. Now, you must provide for more than 50% of this individual's support. So right off the bat, if you're not providing more than 50% of their support, you can't deduct them. Now, what if they have a job, a real job? Well, that's going to complicate things, because if they make, what is it, the exemption, $4,000 or more than $4,000, more than the exemption. If they make more than what the exemption is, you can't claim them. But if they make less than the exemption and you contribute more than 50% of their support, you can claim them. Now, let me tell you where this works out with, like, parents. Mom and dad can be living on Social Security. And if all they have is Social Security, that could be a couple, $3,000 a month. And if they're living with you or you're providing for more than half of their support, now, if they're making $2,000 a month in Social Security, that means you got to have documentation that you're spending more than $2,000 a month to help support them. Well, maybe you are. Maybe you're paying for long-term health care or whatever the case may be. The fact is, if you provide more than 50% of the support and all they have is Social Security income, that shows a zero income. It's on their tax return. Doesn't show up. Social Security can be tax-free, depending on how much you get and what your modified adjusted gross income is, whether you have other investment income, and so forth. The formula is a tiny bit complicated, but if all you have is a couple of grand of Social Security coming in, you take half of your Social Security benefits, so that's $12,000 a year, and you're basically a married couple is going to be in a 0% income tax bracket. So therefore, the Social Security would not be reportable as income. So that's one way to get a deduction. Now, how much of a deduction can you get? Well, $4,000. So if you're in a 25% tax bracket, you save $1,000. Is it worth it? I don't know. You got to make that call. Now, in reading NerdWallet, they said, well, the next thing you can do is make your kid or your parent or whatever a tenant. Now, I will tell you this is a stupid idea. It's a really stupid idea, and I'll tell you why. Oh, they say, well, you can write off a portion of your home because it's now a rental property. Okay, so I make Bobby Wooldridge a tenant in my house, and he rents a bedroom out, and I charge him $500 a month, right? By the way, I'd charge you a lot more than that for a room in that house.
Yeah.
But I'm selling it, though, so you're out. You're out of luck. The new one, you may not get the same luxurious accommodations. We're downsizing, brother.
Well, you're retired. The kids are gone. You're empty nesters.
Like I said, I've not been upstairs, I don't think, in 2 years. So anyway, $500 a month. He pays me $500 a month. I got to report that. That's rental income. Oh, Ray, but you can depreciate that percentage of the house. Well, what is it? 500 square feet of my umpteen thousand square foot house? Umpteen thousand. That sounds like, you know, it's a Ponderosa. But it's a pretty good size house. Way too big for two of us. But here's the problem with that. Yes, you depreciate it. But when you sell the property, you don't get to claim that as a tax exemption on that $500,000 deal. You've got to recapture that depreciation at least a 25% income tax bracket, depending on your actual tax bracket. So I wouldn't do that. Furthermore, it's an audit nightmare. When you start deducting a piece of your principal residence, the IRS audits that, and it's going to be a proctological examination because they're going to say, okay, let's take a look at those electricity bills and all that. Yeah, might feel like that. Take a look at the electricity. You're deducting some of your electricity bill. And what is this? What is this office? You let them use your office? Is that office used 100% for business, for their business and your business? And you're going to spend more money on tax accountants than you're going to gain in benefits by renting out to your kids or your parents. Now, if you rent to Bobby, you might be able to net a couple of bucks, but it's still a pain in the butt. It's another schedule that your accountant's going to go through. He's going to make you fill out all kinds of paperwork. And if you got an accountant like mine, it's going to cost you a ton of money to have the accountant even meet with you and ask you questions about it. Now, if you're self-employed, here's one that can work, although may not work so hot if the kids are over the age of 18. But it can work smashingly well if they're under the age of 18. You're self-employed. Let's just say I hire Gianna, age 10. Now, she's a very, very smart young lady. In fact, all of my grandkids are smart, probably way smarter than the average grandkid. Don't all grandparents say that?
Absolutely.
Better looking, smarter, better athletes, et cetera, et cetera.
They get it from their old man.
Whatever. Yes. And I always say this, well, that she inherited my talent.
Yeah,
my
skip wife the generation,
says,
you know.
My wife gets really mad about that. So look at Gianna, how she can dance. She inherited that from me. You see me on the dance floor? I suck. Anyway, I could hire her because she's smart enough to do filing. And, I mean, the kids are so good now, they can do research online. I can give them financial sites they can look up and, you know, text me, because they do texting now. Pop up. You think we could, do some show prep on whether or not you can deduct your grandkids as an expense? I mean, they do better than you, Bobby.
Oh, I believe
I don't
it.
See you texting me saying, hey, I got a great article for you to read.
There's a job opening, too.
And the job is open. So I get rid of you and I hire them. If they're under the age of 18, which they all are, they can earn $4,000 or $5,000 in the 0% tax bracket. Their parents can still take them as a tax deduction, I think. So it's kind of a cool thing, and I get to deduct it. So if you're a parent, and I did this with my kids, I actually paid them all, how much was it? $8,000. I think it was 8,000 bucks each times 4, 32,000. Yeah, I had a subchapter S corporation on the side. Actually, I didn't pay them. I gifted them shares of the S corporation, and they took a dividend. Because if you pay them a salary, and they're over the age of 18, which part of the time, you got to withhold the FICA. But if they're under 18, you don't have to withhold FICA for them. You don't have to withhold FICA. So it could be a very, very wonderful tax experience, because the kids could then take that salary money or payroll money from a self-employed situation, not a corporation, self-employed situation. The corporation gift the shares of stock like I did. But the self-employed distribution to them, they could use to fund a Roth IRA. And then finally, you can always take those kids and up to age 24, keep them on the health plan, which is going to be an important issue because of Obamacare. You need to, you know, you have to prove that you're covered. Your kids, you have to prove that they're covered. Okay, we're out of time for this segment. We'll come back with, what is it, email time right after this.
That's the sound of the men working on
the chain.
Have
you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program. Bobby Wu in the house. Let's listen. There you go. Bobby, you had a question. You were telling me about college or something. What was that?
Yeah, back in college, we were talking about claiming kids as dependents. I think I was a junior and senior in college, and I wasn't living at home, but my parents were still paying all my rent for an off-campus house.
Did that represent more than 50% of...
Yes. And
did you make any money?
I had a summer job at that point, and so I think it would probably be pretty close.
You were under
to that
the age of 19?
No, I was 20, 21, 22.
Did you make more than 4,000? Well, in today's dollars, 4,000 bucks?
It's probably right around there. I was a server, and so...
Did you report all your income?
Am I under oath, or...?
Statute of limitations have probably expired.
Uh-oh, then I did.
But I'd turn you in just to get the, the commission.
Well, I reported it twice then. Very, very on top of it.
I reported it twice. Let's do some emails.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they did fine.
Yeah.
All right, out to San Francisco. I was just in San Francisco the other day. It was lovely up there and had a great time. And I want to thank all of the performers at the Beach Blanket Babylon show.
Yeah.
For actually getting me to smile. I was not having a good week, actually, and I took my wife up there and it made the week quite fun, actually. Dominic asks, my 75-year-old mother-in-law has an annuity worth $450K that she's considering cashing in to put money into her grandchildren's 529 plans. From what I researched, she's going to get hammered in fees and taxes if she cashes the annuity as earned income. Is there a better way to redirect this money? All right, well, first off, she's not going to cash in the whole thing, is she? It's probably not any fees that she has to worry about by cashing it in, because I'm going to assume grandma is over the age of 59 and a half. Now, having said that, there will be taxes that must be paid. And if the annuity isn't seasoned, like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, there may be a fee that she has to pay back to the insurance company. But taxes, remember, annuities are taxed on a last-in, first-out basis. So any money that she takes out will first be construed as interest, and therefore all taxable to her. Then she puts the money in the 529 plan, and it comes out for education tax-free. Will that work out? If the kids are one or two, maybe. If she's in a low tax bracket and the kids are one or two or three or real young, probably. If she's in a high tax bracket and the kids are 16, nah, not going to work. Also, know this, that an annuity doesn't have a required minimum distribution until death. Then the annuity money must come out over a five-year period, usually under a over a five-year period. So the question then becomes, who's the beneficiary of the annuity, depending on how old grandma is? Because if she's in a high tax bracket and the beneficiaries are in a low tax bracket, it may not make sense for her to take money out in the higher bracket. But if she is in a low bracket, as many grandmas are, and the beneficiaries, namely you, Dominic, are in a high bracket, maybe she's better off taking some money out while she's in the lower brackets and then gifting the money to the kids as she wants to do. But not all of it. Not all of it. So please talk to a tax advisor and a really good financial planner, because you're going down the slippery slope of taxes here with your mom's money. Dalton in Tyler, Texas. Hi, Ray. For the next 2 years, I will be in the 25% bracket. Then Social Security and required minimum distributions will put me in the 28% bracket. It seems that using up the rest of my 25% bracket in the next 2 years to roll traditional IRA funds to a Roth makes sense. Is there any advantage to rolling additional funds into the Roth at 28%? In other words, and he's right, by the way, using up the 25% bracket now because he knows he's going to be in a 28% bracket, does that make sense? I would say yes. Tapping into the 28% bracket, I'm going to say no, because it's kind of a wash. Unless you're absolutely certain, Dalton, that this money is going to be money you're leaving to your kids, who will essentially be in a higher tax bracket than you. Now, that's a big stretch for most of us. I don't see any real advantage. I don't see any real advantage to doing this. There's another downside to doing too much of this Roth conversions. I think I covered this a little bit yesterday, but I'll cover it again. How do you know what your tax bracket is going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What if Ted Cruz gets elected? He already said he's ripping up the tax code and he's going to put your taxes on a, you know, a little 3x5 card or something like that, 10% flat tax. Well, now all of a sudden, taking money out now, doing a Roth conversion, even in the 25% bracket, may not make sense. So I would be judicious on doing a lot of Roth conversions, using up your 25% bracket. If you got 20, 30 grand of room there and you got a huge IRA, eh, that may be prudent. But doing a bunch more than that, eh, I'm not so sure. What's it going to take for your kids to be in the 28% bracket? A pretty doggone good retirement income. And if you believe, as I do, that with this debt, the growth rate and so forth going future, and the ability to save money going future and earn money going future, I mean, I'm sorry. I listen to Marco Rubio a lot and all these others. You know, we want our grandkids and our kids to have a better life than us. I pray that's the case. But in my heart of hearts, I ain't buying it. Not buying it. So I don't want to make decisions that they're going to be in a higher bracket than me, that they're going to be more successful than I was. I hope they are. I pray they are. And if it costs them an extra 3% tax bracket-wise, eh. If Bernie gets in, then I made a really, really bad decision. Take all the money out now and run. Run for the hills. Because he is going to tax you so much, you won't be able to see straight. But he's going to provide free education for everybody. And free health care. And free everything. Even if you're not legal. Free. Everything's free. Make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.